AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is set to take more executive action at the Pentagon.
President Trump is expected to sign several executive orders focused on the military, just as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth began his first day on the job.
It's an honor to be here.
As he arrived at the Pentagon, Hegseth forecast the moves.
On removing DEI inside the Pentagon, reinstating troops who were pushed out because of COVID mandates.
The orders could clarify initial action the president took shortly after taking office last week, including stripping protections for transgender troops Joe Biden put in place. An AP source says the order would not immediately ban those forces, but would direct the Pentagon to come up with a policy on their service based on military readiness. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A 3.8 magnitude earthquake centered near the Maine coast rattled houses in northern New England. The United States Geological Survey reports the quake was centered about 6 miles southeast of York Harbor in southern Maine. A showdown between the U.S. and Colombia over migrants.
The White House is claiming victory in a showdown with Colombia over accepting flights of deported migrants from the U.S. The claim came hours after President Donald Trump threatened steep tariffs on imports and other sanctions on the longtime U.S. partner. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said in a late Sunday statement that the government of Colombia has agreed to all President Trump's terms, which included the acceptance of all illegal aliens from Colombia to return back from the U.S. Levitt said the tariff orders, which would have put in place 25% tariffs on all Colombian incoming goods, will be held in reserve and not signed. The tariff orders would have been a jump of 50% in 1 week. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is AP News. One community has real fears about mass deportations.
Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio, are turning to faith to deal with fears of deportation. Donald Trump mentioned migrants in Springfield during a presidential debate.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats.
Now that Donald Trump is president, he is ordering mass deportations. Veal Dorsonville describes the mood at the Haitian Community Help and Support Center in Springfield.
Intimidated, panicking. For the folks in the community, because we are living a very uncertain time.
Reverend Reginald Silensu is seeing fewer people at his church. They are fearful of leaving home.
I just ask God, hey, protect your people, because I can do nothing. Only you can.
He says any administration with common sense would rather work with these kind of immigrants than deport them. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.